Well, I got a guide I brought with me this morning, and it's a guide to the easy peasy way of life, or the easy peasy guide to success. And there's a little guy. You know the story of Pinocchio? All of it? Oh, good. Because I'm going to share some of it with you. Luke chapter 4. This has always been an interesting scripture for me. Because at the end of the scripture, it said, when the devil had finished tempting Jesus, he left until the next opportunity came. Luke's Gospel, New Living Translation, about the temptation of Jesus, verses 1 through 13. Then Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan River. He was led by the Spirit to go out into the wilderness where the devil tempted him for 40 days. That's where we get the 40 days of Lent. He ate nothing all the time and was very hungry. Then the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, change this stone into a loaf of bread. Red letter edition, Jesus said, no! The scriptures say people need more than bread for their life. Then the devil took him up and revealed to him all the kingdoms of the world. And in a moment of time, the devil told him, I will give you the glory of these kingdoms and authority over them, because they're mine to give to anyone that I please. He is the god of the world, old Satan, the devil, by the way. He said, I'll give it all to you if you will bow down and worship me. Red letter edition, Jesus replied, the scriptures say, you must worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil took him to Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple, and he said, if you are the Son of God, the scriptures say, he orders his angel to protect and guard you, and they will hold you in their hands to keep you from striking your foot on a stone. But Jesus responded, the scriptures also say, do not test the Lord your God. Verse 13, when the devil had finished all the temptation, he left until the next opportunity came. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.